45.
Elon.
Brown, 45.
Hot.
You are listening to Any Given Sunday, Australia.
Yes, hello and welcome to the Any Given Sunday Australia podcast, the number one podcast in at least three households now. Joining me, as always, is our ever-reliable TC24, at Tim Carty, AGSAU on Twitter. I've written it down, Timmy, so I'm all over it. How are you,
mate? You've written it down. You've got it.
I have written it down.
Steel ready to go.
Yep. Yeah, I do. It's right there. And we've also... How are you? I'll get to that first. How are you,
mate? Going really good, mate. Yourself?
Ticking along nicely. Yeah, no, look, the weather's nice. I can't really complain too much. So I won't, because no one really gives a shit anyway, I don't think.
No one will listen and no one will care, so don't worry about it.
Not one bit. We've also got our work experience kid turned pro at Danny Webb AGSAU. How are you, mate?
Oh, mate, I am great. I had a little package delivered this morning from obviously one of our big fans. So just my feet here. You wouldn't believe it. One of our biggest fans came all the way from the States. From none other than Miles Sanders himself. Decided he was a massive fan of the podcast.
Oh,
well, he thought he'd send us a helmet. Fly, Eagles, fly. This goes out to all my Eagles fans out there. So just like you boys, I can be supporting.
Wow.
As we go.
Fly, Eagles.
Look at you.
Oh, wow. There you go. What a start to the podcast.
Your kids come good.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, who would have thought?
Miles Sanders, you say.
Yeah, such a big fan of the podcast. Who knew?
Everyone can see it on the little desk.
Yeah, right,
mate.
Yeah. Welcome to the...
Why you sort of changed how you're set up there at home? Makes sense.
Yeah, what? I had to make sure I had a shelf behind me for this beauty.
I love it.
Ah, nice, man. Well, welcome. Welcome to the elite. Is it a man cave now if you've got a helmet in there?
Yeah, I mean, man cave guest room. It's lovely.
It is. I'm all for it. It's great. And especially delivered from Miles Sanders, you said.
Sorry, mate?
Delivered from Miles Sanders. Well, not delivered, just sent from Miles Sanders.
Yeah, that's what it said. That's what it said in the box. So it's what I've got to take it as. Unbelievable.
Great. Brilliant. Yeah, that's it. Well done. Nice, man. Nice. We will get into it. It is Dr. Danny's injury report. What do you have for us, Dr. Danny?
There is no major injuries to report, which is great.
That is exactly what I've got written down. We have no major injuries this week. There was a couple of, like we said, offensive linesmen that have gone down, maybe some sore ankles and stuff like that, but that's pretty standard kind of stuff. So... for the first week in a while, we've got nothing really to report, which I think is great news.
Absolutely. You want
healthy teams. Yo.
We always said word for word at the same time. That's unbelievable.
I know.
Nice. All right. Well, we're going to get into last week's games. Oh, I forgot my make myself look brighter. Last week's games. And then we're going to cross over and get into this week's games. We haven't really spoken about how we're going to go through this, so we're going to wing it. We're going to start with the first game, which we kind of bookended by blowouts a little bit. So the first game was the 49ers versus the Seahawks. Cardi, were you over this game at all, or am I going to go through
them? I was, mate. I was able to watch this one. It was, tale of two halves. Seahawks looking pretty good staying with the 49ers in the first half. Went into halftime with the 1-point lead, and then it's just a completely different story. The 49ers class came through in the second half, and the Brock Purdy and the boys able to just get it done, put on 25 points in the second half to just a 6 from the Seahawks. Yeah, I think it was just the class. Like, the Seahawks were kind of doing everything they can to stay with them. They found a couple of holes in the defense, but such a strong defensive unit, the 49ers. Like, they were able to just shut down their scoring, and offensively, like, McCaffrey had a pretty good game. Like, Purdy Purdy's gone for 332 yards, three touchdowns. I think, did he have a rushing touchdown in there as well, I think, for himself?
I do believe he did, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, just the class of the 49ers come through. The Seahawks did well for a half, and like I thought, because I was, you know, I said they were a bit of a chance on last week's potty, and I was thinking, you know, I'm a bit of a genius here at halftime, but yeah, I think the ultimate, you know, the result that was always going to happen happened after halftime there. And yeah, Danny's 49ers come through with the goods.
Danny's Brock Purdy came through with the goods. Danny, I know you've been wanting to preach about him, so I'll let you go. Here's your 5-minute rant about Brock Purdy.
I don't need 5 minutes. If anyone watched the game, like, he is proving that he is 100% relevant. With the composure that he had, some of those long passes that he had as well, he was just playing absolutely incredible. Even my mate, one of my best mates, Jimmy Rowland, hit me up and he's like, Brock Purdy, he's a longtime 49ers fan, hit me up being like, Brock Purdy, he's the one. He's going to take us there. So everyone, the 49ers faithful, are all getting around him, and as they should, because he is playing absolutely incredible. Like, after the first half, got rid of the jitters and then came out completely composed and, yeah, took over that game.
I don't blame him for getting around. I think, is he, what, 7-0, and he's thrown something like 15 passes or 15 touchdowns in that seven games? Like, it's ridiculous what he's been able to achieve.
Yeah, so if he had had his stats that he's had, if he had had the stats that he's had over those seven games throughout the whole season, like, people would be 100% saying, like, he's the undisputed MVP.
MVP, yeah, absolutely. One thing which I will bring up later, DK Metcalf, he did go off, two touchdowns, 136 receiving yards on 10 receptions. Just remember that later on when we talk about the 49ers in the next game, because that's something that I'm going to bring up, I reckon. The next game was an absolute, if you didn't see it, you almost need to go back and watch it. Speaking of Tale of Two Halves, I'll go through it because I did watch this game. The Chargers absolutely came out balling. They had four interceptions in the first half. Trevor Lawrence couldn't look any worse. Up 27-0. They were just cruising along, almost seeing where they're playing. You know, fans were leaving to go buy tickets to wherever they're playing next week. just before halftime, Trevor Lawrence, a nice little strike, gets a touchdown just to leave the door open a little bit. And I think we were talking, it was, I don't know, me and Danny or me and Karts, we just said, look, it's not over. You never know. And the second half was just absolutely ridiculous. The Chargers held to just 3 points and the Jags put on 30 in a row. And then with time expiring, was it Dicker? The Dicker the kicker comes on, just lobs it over the crossbar. Dicker the kicker, puts it over the crossbar to win 31-30. It was an incredible game. Did you actually get to see it, Cards?
I did, mate, and I was following along pretty closely because, again, I was pretty bullish on the Jags. Just their form going in, I thought there were a huge chance this game. And, again, it was half time, but I was thinking the other way. I was like, geez, I'm looking like a bit of a nuffy here. the Jags are going to have to pull something out. And wasn't it funny? Like, once the Jags just started to claw their way back into it, just the noise got a little bit louder and louder about the Chargers and choking and all that. Yeah. Like, can the Jags do it? Is Lawrence the man? And yeah, huge, huge finish. Really, really exciting finish. I think, who was it? The Jags needed, I think it was a 3rd and 9 or whatever to get into field goal. Like, they were up against it at the end. And who was it that rushed?
Bosa.
Was it Bosa?
Yeah.
No, it was Etienne.
Oh, rushed.
And got him into, like, well within field goal range, got him down to, like, the 30, 25-yard line or whatever.
Yeah.
It was just like, wow, it's just meant to be.
Yeah, he did have a game, 20 carries, 109 yards for Travis. And Everett on the other side, tight end, he started off real well, 6 receptions, 109 yards and a touchdown. He was huge for the Chargers. But Danny, did you see Bosa got in a bit of grief at the end and started throwing his helmets, and he actually put him into field goal range with a 15-yard penalty?
Yeah, I did see that, and obviously it's not really what you want to be doing on the sideline, just throwing your helmet and getting all sorts of worked up about it. But those last couple of drives by the Jags, like, really, obviously it saved them because it won them the game, but it was incredible to watch. And, like, I was on the edge of my seat, like, that whole second half, being like, because at halftime, I was like, okay, the door's slightly open, but it's not looking positive, especially with the way everyone was playing. Yeah. And then for them to open that back up and actually get it back, it was like one of the best comebacks I've watched live in a long time.
Yeah, and I think third highest of all time.
Third biggest wild card round playoff game.
He's only his second year. We keep going on about it. Trevor Lawrence is a second year quarterback, and his first year was an absolute, you know, schmozzle. So he threw for 288, four touchdowns. It's had those four interceptions early, but to bounce back and have four touchdowns
early, it was just it wasn't looking good.
Yeah, it's incredible, really. So I don't know how many people actually give him a show this week, but. Mate, you have to be on the field to have a crack, so there are definitely a chance. The next three games were on the Monday for us. The Bills-Dolphins kind of went the way we expected, but I reckon the Dolphins had a fair game to be only 3 points down with a third-string quarterback that's been... Was it Skylar? She was in the Breaking Bad 15 years ago and just re-emerged as a Dolphins quarterback. And they were down 17-0 early. So to be in that situation, to come back, they end up, I think they were up or level at halftime or just down at halftime. So two or three times they came back to be right in the game. But the Bills did do just enough to win 34-31. Josh Allen, 352 yards, pretty standard by him, three touchdowns. Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis both went over 100 yards receiving. Just the big dogs come out to play when it's the big games.
Yeah, that's what you expect. Like you said, the result went the way we expected, but definitely didn't expect it to be that close in Miami to hang in as well as they did, that's for sure.
Yeah, there was a bit of controversy with the at the end of the game. It was a fourth down. Did you see that?
Like, because they were trying to... You're talking about when they were trying to figure out whether how close it was to the line? Is that what you...
Yeah. Well, they tried to... They didn't know if it was a fourth down or a first down, and they end up having to take it... Oh, they didn't have any timeouts. They ran out of time.
Yeah. It's obviously not really what you want to do, but, like, that's part of managing your timeouts, like, throughout the end of the game. The Bills really did only narrowly escape the Dolphins, though. Like, there was... Josh Allen threw, two interceptions that had that costly fumble late as well, which resulted in a touchdown. So not necessarily the most ideal game for him, especially playing against that Dolphins squad. They weren't their full squad, and they still only got away by winning only by a field goal in the end. And it was, I think it was much closer than most people expected.
Oh, 100%. Was it 13 or 14, the line or something like that? But do you think, Danny, do you read much into being, like, they've had a big few weeks with DeMar Hamlin. Like, could they be almost a little bit mentally fatigued?
Absolutely. Like, why wouldn't you be mentally fatigued? Like, everything that they went through, obviously it's great that now he's back and he's gone into the locker room and he revved up all the guys before the game and stuff like that, which is huge, and couldn't be happier for him and for the Bills. And for the Bills Mafia, all the supporters and everyone who supports the NFL is all feeling the same way, ecstatic that he's back. But of course, that's going to take some mental fatigue. All their minds, like leading up to this, would have been elsewhere because that incident becomes bigger than football.
But do you think they can overcome that now, Kat?
Well, huge game this week against the Bagels, but I think so. Like, I think with everything trending positively the way it has with DeMar, I think you can sort of focus, you know, get that focus that they need back on the game this week and sort of get things back going the way that they had been throughout the season. And I've picked that as my game of the week this week.
Ooh,
but we'll touch on
that
in a bit.
We will. We'll get to that.
My point was on that. We'll get to that.
Yeah, we will. Nice. The next game, which is one I am so happy to talk about, watching this live was awesome. The Giants, 31 over the Vikings, 24. I don't know. I picked this. You boys both called me an idiot, but I told you from about week 13 that the Vikings were pretenders, Cuts.
I think this is more about the Giants than it is about the Vikings.
No.
The Giants to come away and have this win. It's bigger for them than the loss to the Vikings. You've got your green colored glasses on, but I think we should be talking more about the Giants and how they've gone about winning this game and what they've set themselves up for this week rather than against Danny's Birds, but rather than kicking into the Vikings as much. I think Daboll and like Danny Dimes, like Daniel Jones and like and the crew there at Saquon at New York. I think we should be talking about them a bit more, mate.
Yeah, it's so
Danny Dimes had such an incredible game, and like even that little flip fake pass that he did behind his back to end up it being a rushing touchdown. Oh, like that was,
how good was that?
But the Giants as a whole were so good through the air and on the ground. It's their first playoff win in 11 years. That's what we should be talking about, not ragging on the Vikings.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they suck, the Vikings. But Danny Dimes, like you said, 301 yards, two touchdowns, but he also had 78 yards on the ground. They pulled out a lot of plays, which was just for him rushing the ball. And I think there's three things in life: death, taxes, and Daniel Jones getting over and the rushing. So look for that this week as well.
And just what about the vibes around the locker room, like the post-game celebrations and all that? Like they're building a good little vibe there, the Giants. Love to see it.
Absolutely. It'll be a good game this week against your Birds. Are you nervous, Danny?
Actually, yeah, I am, because I'm a big believer in the whole rest versus rust mentality. Obviously, it's good to get Jalen Hurts feeling a little bit better, but the Giants are on a roll. Like, after watching him against the Vikings, I was much more nervous than I thought I was going to be. I was like, cool, no matter who wins, it should be, like, relatively easy game. And then after watching this, I was like, oh, maybe not. The Giants are scary.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Yeah. Shout out to TJ Hockenson as well. He had a massive game, 10 receptions for 129 yards, but that means nothing when you're enjoying the
loss.
He was
doing everything he could.
Yeah, exactly right. The next game is the...
At the time, it was a huge mid-season pickup, but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. I wonder if he stays there. Did he get a couple of years or was it just the one? No, I reckon he got a couple of years.
I think it was a couple.
Anyway, we'll deal with that in the offseason. The next up was the Bengals versus the Ravens, which absolutely played out, not the way we expected, but it was a good game is what I was trying to spit out there. The Bengals had to do it the hard way with Big Hubbard running for a 98-yard fumble return just to get them in front and get the win. Did you see that, Danny? That was a huge. He was straight onto the oxygen to make sure that he was all right. But,
yeah, but just on that
enormous
like,
run.
Enormous run. But Tyler Huntley was like millimeters away from breaking the pain and making that a touchdown for the Ravens. And the whole we would be talking about this completely differently. He was so close, right as it got knocked out of his hand. Yeah. But yeah, and then Hubbard's run was amazing. Did you boys see when he was mic'd up afterwards as well? He's like, I thought I was going to lose it. Yeah. He's like, I just want to get caught. So yeah, it was an incredible, incredible run. And then having to be on oxygen afterwards is great. There's no greater picture than that.
It was very close, and awesome. It would have been like devastating to see it. But Andrews from the Ravens very close to getting blocked in the back. Like it was sort of like the side back of his shoulder, the block in the end. And he probably took a dive to try and milk it to see if he could get the flag. But he was hunting him down. He was getting close. And then the close little block maybe in the back, it was like, oh, you'd hate to see this touchdown get taken away. Thankfully, it didn't. Maybe the refs had a bit of a sense of the occasion or whatever. But
absolutely.
I was nervous. As soon as I saw Andrews go down, I was like, oh, no flag. But it was all good. Yeah, so it was awesome to see. But that was a turning point. That was in the third quarter, wasn't it? And I think the Ravens were ahead at the time, and that just
that put them ahead.
That put the Bengals ahead. They went for two, I believe. No, I might be thinking of a different time. Sorry, but
I reckon you are.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a different situation. All good, but it was.
I reckon it was 17 all, and then they put them up in the last.
Did it?
But they had it was in the last. I'm pretty sure. They had their chance, the Ravens, to come back as well.
Maybe it was the touchdown in the third quarter that they went for two.
Yeah, because their kicker missed the first PAT after their first touchdown. So, yeah, it was in the... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
sure. Nice catch. You were all over it. I love it. We'll get there. Although, there was a lot of hate for Lamar after this game. He didn't actually travel with the team to the game. Did you hear that?
I did hear that. Interesting. Still without a contract.
What does this do for him, you reckon, going forward?
Still rehabbing.
But does this... Like, he's trying to get a guaranteed contract.
I don't know.
You've been injured for a long time.
If that's what he's doing, I don't see how this helps at all.
No.
So, I'm taking it as he's probably... Yeah, I'm taking it as he's probably sniffing for a contract at a different team. Otherwise, you're 100% trouble with the team, no matter how injured you are.
Yeah, it's a bit strange.
I did learn, actually, about this. They'll franchise tag him next year. I've learned that there's two different types of franchise tags. So the standard franchise tag, which is 5 years of the your position, 5 years average, and that's what you get. And then he'll be the second year, it'll go up by 10%. I reckon 3 years is the most, it'll go up by another 10%. But there's also an exclusive franchise tag, which means you have to pay a little bit more, but no one else can actually touch him. So, but just on a normal franchise tag, which I didn't know, someone can come in. I don't know if it's the same with every position, but for a quarterback, they can offer him a deal. Ravens have to either match it or decline it. And if they decline it, the other team, if they offer up two first-round picks and that deal, then they get him. So if they just franchise tag him, there's a chance that someone swoops in and actually takes him.
Yeah, it's interesting. I thought if you were franchise tagged, I thought that was it. You couldn't be touched. You were immune. Like the organization just got to keep you.
Only if it's exclusive franchised, apparently.
There you go. Well, hey, every day's a school day. We're out here learning.
Yeah, that's it. You learn something new every day. That was the one thing I learned the other day, which I was in the exact same boat. I thought 100% once you're franchise tagged, you can't be touched. It is what it is. But, so you can be swooped in. But two first-round picks to get it.
Okay. So you got to get. You do have to give up quite a bit. But
yeah, but two first-round for an MVP.
Absolutely. 100%. There'll be teams willing to do it.
So anyway, we'll get on to the last game, which was the bookended game, which, again, was a little bit of a blowout. The Cowboys absolutely dominated the Bucks. Come out early. It was a real defensive slog early. Like, I think it was three or four three and outs in a row. Brady, I wanted to put it out there in the Twitterverse, but I didn't. It was going to be whichever team just broke that little defensive huddle first, and the Bucks just couldn't do it. The Cowboys came out and they just looked at the Prescott absolutely like he, I reckon he overplayed the way everyone thought he was going to play anyway. So, a good 31-14 win to send Brady home and possibly for the last time.
Yeah, that's the big story. Like, Dak absolutely balled out. And this was the Cowboys' first road playoff win in since 93, I think it was. Is that the stat?
Bullshit. I believe it.
Sounds good. It sounds like a stat. We'll roll with it.
It's a great stat.
But
keep rolling, mate. Keep rolling.
Yeah. I didn't get to see too much of this game. I was sort of just more following along with the scores. I was at work. But, yeah, the big story that I heard out of it was, Dak's absolutely balled out. After maybe having a little bit of pressure on him the last couple of weeks, they dropped a couple of games here and there, and he probably hasn't been performing to the level that they were, sort of expecting. And so then to come out on the big stage and perform the way he's done, obviously the Cowboys faithful are pretty happy with that. And, Brady, is he done? Probably not. Will he be at the Bucks? Who knows?
Yeah, so Dak definitely like outplayed what everyone was expecting, throwing for four touchdowns, and he rushed for one as well. The only really disappointing thing to do with the Cowboys was Brett Maher missing four extra points in a row.
Oh, yeah. Which is absolutely great.
Yeah, the kicker missed.
I kept seeing, because I didn't know what was going on. Is it Maher? Yeah.
Brett Maher. Brett Maher.
Maher.
I didn't know that. I didn't know he was missing all these kicks, but
It is Brett Maher, but if you listen to their accent, that's Brett Maher.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what they call him? It's Maher.
Yeah. It's 100% Maher.
I didn't, yeah, well, like I said, I wasn't watching the game, but I started seeing memes coming out about his kick, his kicking and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, what's going on? Something must be going down. And then, yeah, to miss
straight on the Twitterverse tagging Pro Kick Australia, being like, send it an Aussie bloke over there. They won't miss four in a row. Give us a chance.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Send a man that can get the job done.
Yeah, absolutely. And also on that, on Brady as well, he threw like an incredibly rare interception in the red zone as well. As soon as he did that, which is quite early on, I was like, this game, he ain't coming back from that. Like, Brady doesn't play like that. He doesn't play like that and then win.
It did feel like it was very early, like you said, but it did feel like a little bit of a, not that the game needed to be changed, but like it just felt like all my, because it was a good, impressive little drive that they had there. And he threw that, and that was his first as a Buck in the red zone. Like, his last one was 2019 for the Patriots. And it just felt like, I don't know how you felt, Danny, but, yeah, the game had just, from then on, it just swung, and it was Dallas all the way.
Yeah, it almost, like, the Bucks almost started, they hung their head after that. It was they definitely lost all form of momentum with their fight in the game. So, after that, yeah, it wasn't really looking like anything was going to swing in the Bucks' favour.
Nah.
Well, and they've had no running game. Like, they've gone for a total of 52 yards, the Bucks, and Brady's had to throw 66 times. Like, that's a lot. Like,
huge.
You're relying on the passing game that much. It's pretty easy to shut that down. If you're not going to be running the ball to complement your passing game, yeah, just easy for defenses to shut that down. Even if it is Tom Brady, like, you know, it becomes
pretty good. Then Dallas just playing every defensive lineup as they've got to protect like zones and stuff like that. They're always protecting the passing lanes rather than having to worry about a runner. Yeah. Creates a defensive job, but makes it way easier.
Nice, boys. I don't know. That's a wrap of last week's games. We'll get into next week's games shortly. We do have, well, not really news, but it's just kind of continuation of last week's news with the coaching roundabout, because there has been a lot that has happened in the last probably 4 or 5 days and more today. Just sit back and relax, boys, because I'm going to just go through. Strap in. We've got a fired list, we've got a hired list, and we've got a staying put list.
All right.
Wow. Just roll the arm over, ready to go. So in the past week, we've had the Chargers offensive coach and the quarterback coach, offense coordinator Joe Lombardi and quarterback coach Shane Day have been fired. The Bucs have fired offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich. The Dolphins have fired defensive coordinator Josh Boyer. And this morning, the Ravens offensive coordinator Greg Robbins said he wasn't happy with the trajectory of the team and he's resigned. We've had some GM hires over at the Titans.
They've hired all those teams lost in wildcard week, didn't they?
Chargers, Bucks, Dolphins, Ravens.
That's
you're
crazy.
Onto it.
That's so crazy.
Although you think you make the playoffs, you're doing something right. But
hey, mate.
You make the playoffs, you're obviously doing something right. But
I know, apparently, but just apparently the not. Standards are just so high and expectations not being met. It's just like, boom, guillotine goes down.
And huge. Yeah, so like last year, Byron Leftwich was as like he was put up as head coach for some teams and didn't get the job, and now he's been fired as the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's like, it's crazy, but on what we were saying about all the teams that have lost, the expectations, obviously wild cards are not enough. All those teams are looking at going further and deeper into the playoffs or bust, and then that's why those coaches are getting fired.
Yeah. Absolutely. Restrap those buckles because they've somehow come loose and you guys just started flapping your gums everywhere.
All right.
We've got some hirings as well. The Titans have hired 49ers Director of Personnel Ran Cathron. So when we get him on, I'll get him to say his name properly. But he's been hired as the GM. The Cards have got, I don't know, they've kind of swapped Directors of Personnel. The Cards have hired the Titans Directors of Personnel, Monty Ossenfort, as their GM, and Cleveland have hired Jim Schwartz as their defensive coordinator from the Titans. He's been about everywhere. He's been head coach. He's been offensive coordinator, but at most he's been the defensive coordinator for the Titans the past 2 years. And after last week, we've had two that have said we're staying put, which is McVay at the Rams, and Harbaugh is staying at Michigan, after, even though they're in a bit of hot water still. But he said, no, I am staying where I'm getting paid $1 trillion to be.
Maybe be a little bit less pressure than the NFL, maybe, perhaps. Or he's got unfinished business, maybe, he feels like. He wants to get that natty.
Yeah. Well, that's it. He hasn't really reached the pinnacle yet, so that could be something. We did have a question from our very own bagel fan, Maxi, who said he copped a bit of grief at the driving range for wearing his bagels gear, which I don't mind it. That's good. Yeah, one of the Bills fans said told him to up the Bills, which was good. He wanted us to clarify our last week, our talk about Sean Payton. He wasn't quite sure as to why they would have to give up draft picks. I do have a thing here that I've got. So just to explain a little bit more. So I don't think he's actually been paid the last 2 years, which we said that he has been. But because he chose to leave, so he took a five-year contract in 2019. Oh, I did say, I apologize. He took a five-year contract in 2019, which takes him to 2024. So they have the rights to him till 2024. And he chose to leave. He wasn't fired. He walked away. So I don't think they kept paying him. But because he accepted a contract and then chose to leave, they have the rights to him till 2024. So that's why they have to give up compensation to get him, because he's just like a player in that sense when it comes to that. Just to give you some ideas of what has been dealt in the past, there is some here that have eluded me now. But it's not actually set what you have to give, but it's just kind of known, all right, he's a pretty bloody good coach, you know, Super Bowl winning head coach. Like, his record's like 159-70, so he's winning a lot more games than he's losing. I'm really just padding until I find this thing.
It's happened six times, hasn't it? Six times in the past where head coaches
it would
have
be about
gone,
right, yeah.
Yeah, head coaches have been traded for draft picks.
Or yes. Capital. So I found a couple here. So the Patriots traded back in the year 2000, a first round, a fourth round, and a seventh rounder for Bill Belichick, which I feel like that was a pretty decent trade nowadays.
Wow.
The Bucks traded for John Gruden, which didn't really work out too well. This was a bit steeper. They traded two first rounders, two second rounders, and sent $8 million just to get him. They're probably the two bigger ones. There's been a couple that have been threes and fours, but it is expected that a first rounder will be for Sean Payton. So I hope that clarifies a little bit why he would have to be traded and not just go and sign wherever he wants to.
So, yeah, effectively he's still under contract with what you're saying.
You've rounded the whole thing up in about five words.
There you go.
Thanks. 100%, he's still under contract, even though he walked away.
Yeah, that's right. So he's not getting paid. He's not getting paid by the Saints, but he's technically still under that five-year contract.
Correct. Yeah. So there was also saying, like, what would they not trade in this year? But then they reckon that if they don't trade in this year, then his draft capital will go down next year. So they'd probably want to be moving him on as soon as they can.
Yeah. That's fine.
That's fine. Happy with that? Is everyone all right? We were all good?
Well, that's a bit clearer. That makes more sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it didn't make sense that they were still paying him. Maxi, let us know if that's made more sense. Maybe he's part of the live stream. Is anyone... Holy shit. Carter, you didn't say that the...
I was just about to get to it. So that's what Megan's just asked for clarification. Will the Saints get compensation picks if Payton is traded this year?
That's pretty much just what we said. It won't be compensation. It'll be compensation from the team that he goes to.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
And it's not, like you said, it's not in set terms that you have to get X, Y, and Z for someone like this, they'll just have to meet somewhere in the middle where they both agree on it.
Exactly. Yep.
Yep.
I do like just going through some of these. Andrew Campy said that every time he watches, less people are wearing T-Mac Studio shirts, which is true.
It today.
Actually, we've just reversed because I think last week Man Cards had it, and it was Pants Off Friday for Danny. But the other we've swapped it around this time. But I will say that there is some new merch in the pipeline. It's not quite out yet. But there is some new merch coming out, maybe some long sleeves, some hoodies and things like that. So keep an eye out in the future.
I was copying a lot of flack for my free dress Fridays. I was copying a lot of heat.
Free dress Fridays.
So I thought, I thought I better, you know, suit up today.
Well, my one and only T-Mac shirt is in the wash, unfortunately. So,
oh, come on, Span. What are you doing?
I've had to read
it. All right. Back by popular demand.
It's time for questions without notice.
It's always a smooth little transition, that one.
Thank you. Thank you. Why was the head thrown back there, Karts? I don't quite understand.
No, it was just funny.
It is. It is. I actually have a few questions for us today.
Let's go.
So strap in, re-strap in. They're getting a little bit loose, those things.
I'm still
yeah. We're going to start with Cardi because the second one is... Actually, we'll start with Danny. Was that Brady's last game? If not, where will he be next year?
Oh, that is tough. I think with the fact that he got divorced this year, he'll probably play one more. Or maybe multiple more. I don't think he would play for the Bucks. I think there's almost 0% chance of that. Where he's going, if anyone's looked on the internet, apparently he's going to every team. So just take your pick. Probably start at the dartboard. And I've seen multiple photoshops of him in every uniform, I think, at this point. Yeah, I think you want to be going to a team that's a contender, so maybe it's going to have a close eye on the playoffs and maybe try and jump on someone who's going relatively far and try and get one more ring.
Yep, fair enough, fair enough. Karts, what have you heard?
He's definitely playing again next year. Where that's going to be, I don't know. I'm not as 100% on him not playing at the Bucks as Danny Boy. I think... there's definitely still a chance he could go around at the Bucks again. I just think, like, he obviously gets on really well with the organization and the people at the top that run it. Are they hiring a new GM? Is that right? They're getting a new GM
at the Bucks.
Yeah,
sure.
I think they are. So maybe he'll wait and see who they hire there. But like, they gave him a lot of
concessions. You heard it here first. If he hasn't been fired, he's just been fired by Cards. Nice.
Breaking news. Holds all the power.
Maybe I saw it somewhere on the internet. If they do, maybe he'll wait and see who they hire. They gave him a lot of leeway when he needed it this year when he was going through the
especially early. That's a great point.
Well-publicized sort of family drama and stuff. So I don't know. He probably won't. Necessarily feels like he owes them, but he's obviously got a good relationship with them there. He's already got him a Super Bowl ring a couple of years ago, so he certainly doesn't owe them. But I don't think the door's completely shut on the Bucks. But in terms of if he's going to another team, obviously there's been a lot of talk about the Raiders and his connection with McDaniel, but I think other teams getting thrown around, like the Jets. Who else did I see get thrown around? Oh, Miami. Megan's calling Miami. She reckons Miami.
I don't actually. That's not a bad. That will depend. I was going to say Megan said Miami. Tua, depending on what happens with Tua, there is all reports that he'll be back next year. But you know, if he gets another hit in the off season, you know, trying to dunk a basketball and lands on his head, like who knows?
But you got to think, like, Tom's 46 this year. He's not going to be getting a long contract, so you probably, like, he'd be a better fit at a team that's got a good up-and-coming quarterback that he can perhaps mentor for a year. Yeah. They can do a little mini apprenticeship under Brady for 1 year. He can, you know, get the best out of whatever he can get, probably a contender. Maybe get one more ring, do the apprenticeship that's, you know, the up-and-coming quarterback. So it's sort of a win-win for both the the organization and Brady, but yeah, definitely playing again.
Yeah. I reckon he wants to try and do the Peyton Manning and go out on a high.
Yeah, I completely agree with you there, Tim. But he's also, people are saying that he doesn't want to play anywhere cold, which cuts out
a fair bit. Well, there you go. So, so make out any of the cold cities.
Yeah. So Miami's looking like a good hot chance.
Yeah, so it's either down there or maybe like LA somewhere. Or Vegas. So Vegas is pretty warm.
Does Brady go as the starter or the backup to Miami?
He will not play backup.
I don't think you're getting a 46-year-old superstar backup, I don't reckon. Yeah.
There you go. So Tua goes to second string.
Yeah. Great question. Well done. I did have my last question, which I'm actually going to bring up, even though the second question does relate to the first question. I'm going to bring up the last question because I want this to get a little bit of chat on the YouTube lives. I got a story. I got a phone call from one of our bigger listeners, Brendo, a different Brendo, Brendo D.
What?
He rang me.
It's only one Brendo. Sorry.
Okay, Brendan. Brendan, he rang me and he said he's a huge, huge 49 Nuffy. And he rang me and he said he was the reason that they won. I said, how the fuck are you the reason that they won? He said, look, I got brought, his old man brought him a shirt, a new jersey, and he put it on. He said it was all good. He only just took the tags off and he said it was, it looked schmick. And he said the first half they were playing terrible while he had it on. So he's gone back to this old crusty T-shirt that he's got. And he said whenever he has that on, they've never lost. So he put that on at halftime and they came back and, well, I think they were winning, but they turned it around and they won. So I wanted to put it out there to you boys and everyone on the socials, Twitter as well. So throughout the week, just let us know what superstitions do you have and are they as crazy as wearing a crusty old T-shirt to get your boys the win?
But the players do that as well. Yeah, well, players have like strange superstitions like that, like wearing the same pair of socks every time they play or making sure they sleep in the opposition shorts the night before or whatever it is, you know. Players have all these sorts of superstitions and they stick by them. So I'm all for Brendo number two's wearing the crusty old T-shirt. Don't take it off. If you want the Brock party to continue, keep that T-shirt on.
He did say that he's going to go out and get a Brock party jersey once the season's finished.
But he can't wear it. Gotta get it before. Gotta get it before. Just don't wear it on game day. or wear it.
Yeah.
Or wear it when you're playing the Birds. Either.
Smart cricket. Smart by you. Cass, did you have any superstitions playing in your 53 years of footy?
Yeah, I don't have too many as a fan, but as a player, definitely got a few. Like I always just in like getting ready. Like I always wear the same pair of like bathers, like Dick Togs under my
can you say that?
Under my shorts. And then, hey.
Can you say that? We've just been booted off for some reason.
Oh, I just and always at halftime of the twos go out and play like a little bit of hacky with the footy and then third quarter in getting changed and strapped out at three-quarter time for a bit of a kick and walk. So I do the same routine every time. They are budgies. They are budgies, Megan. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got some Kilmore budgies. They look schmick. I'll have to get them out one day. But might be a little bit of a touch on there.
Warning, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I might be wearing them today. Can't tell. Bit of a touchy subject, but were you there? You said you got a halftime in the twos. Were you there to support Maxi when he was playing in the twos or you just kicking the footy by yourself?
No, obviously there to support, like with the rest of the team.
But weren't listening to the huddle is what I was like. You're not getting around, Maxi, come on, mate, lift your game.
I always go to the quarter time huddle.
Okay.
Then the twos go in the rooms.
All right.
Three quarter time, have a bit of a kick around, and then the twos do it. They have a joke at the in their three quarter time. No, that's halftime huddle. So they come out at halftime. So after the hacky, you go over to the twos huddle and they have a joke. So that's always pretty good fun.
Yeah, we all know that was just a little jab at Maxi. So
I know, well done.
Yeah, I am a bit the same. I'm not quite that. Because what happens if you got thrown? Like, did you feel your game was shit? You forgot thrown out a little bit? Like, you know, maybe running late or something, or
yeah, I would hate it. Like I'd be super focused on the fact that I'm late, or if I didn't have a certain bit of kit in my bag. So always very well prepared, I think, going into each game, yeah, so that nothing was missing or, you know, went wrong.
I tried to stay away from those superstitions, but I did try and put one to my partner. There was one week that I played really well, kicked four goals. One of them got nominated for goal of the year. I've kicked five goals for my career, so the fact that I kicked four in one game was pretty amazing. But I might have got lucky the night before, so I said next week I'm going to have to do it again if you want me to play like that again.
This whole question was just so that we could come around to you. You could hear that bit of dribble. It was all a big slow play. Just for
that. Yeah. No, I only just remembered that.
Big question ever.
No, this next one is the most loaded question.
You can tell who does the run sheet every week.
No, that was serious.
D-Max just sitting there in his head thinking, hurry up with your answers. Shut up. Hurry up.
Yeah, I know. I just want to say that I had sex. I had sex once. So I just want to tell you that. Yeah. No, Cardi.
Okay, mate.
It looks like that Derek Carr has said his goodbyes to the Raiders fans. Are you okay, for one? And who could he be traded to and for? And I have a little bit of stats about when he gets traded or when he gets cut, which we'll talk about when you've finished your answer.
Well, it doesn't look like he absolutely has said his goodbyes. He's gone. He's done. So I'm okay. He had a good few years at the Raiders there, most of which I wasn't really a fan for.
So. I was going to say, for your 1 year, he was really good.
Yeah, so I don't have a huge emotional connection to Kari, unfortunately. In terms of where he's going, I don't know. Like we touched on it a few episodes ago about teams in the QB market. It's sort of he'd be a veteran at this point in his career, but still he does have a lot of his career left. So it'd be teams weighing up, are we going to go to the draft and try and draft? Like thinking the Colts, for example, they're going to have a pretty high draft pick. Do we try and draft a quarterback or do we get a ready-made quarterback? Like where are we at? So teams that are in that QB market, they've got to sort of weigh up. I would lean towards he's going somewhere that don't have the draft picks. I'd probably see someone like the Colts probably going to the draft and picking up a quarterback. So, yeah, probably going somewhere that doesn't necessarily have the draft picks that are going to get him a good quarterback. You get a ready-made quarterback, you know, veteran, ready to go. He's got a great record. So, I don't know. I'd have to see who's got what draft picks, but that, like, in general terms, I'd say that's where he's going to go.
Yeah. Danny, do you reckon he's anywhere in particular?
Haven't really heard many rumours about where he's actually going to go.
There's been no noise on
it. It's been pretty quiet.
Because he's still contracted at the moment, it makes it a bit hard.
Yeah. But he's, unlike Brady, where he's rumoured to go everywhere, Carr's actually said that he's not going back, and he's still not rumored really to be going anywhere. So unless a deal is like pretty close to being done and everyone's giving their cards close to their chest, I'm not too sure. But I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
Megan's come out with the Colts or the Titans. Andrew said Washington. I don't mind Washington. That's not a bad one.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, so they've got some options. They did a pretty friendly deal for him. Which was 3 years, $121 million. That was in April last year. But it kind of worked out really well for them too. So if they cut him this year, it's only $5.6 million on their cap, which is incredible considering its base salary is 32. But they have to make that decision before February 15th. So that's 3 days before the Super Bowl. Yeah, so if they cut him before then, it's only $5.6 million against them. So if they don't cut him by then, they'll definitely be looking to trade. But if they do cut him, it also helps them. They've already got $175 million in cap commitments this year. So that'll free up another $29 million for them to spend on, you know, either another quarterback or you know, something that they need. And it is very handy because they've just flushed out, what, $94 million over 4 years for Crosby and then $140 for Devontae. So opening up that $29 million definitely looks like their play, I reckon.
It makes total sense. Like, he's already committed to going, might as well do the best thing for the organization.
And this website, which, it's Bleacher Report, has said two likely candidates, Tom Brady, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Coming to the Raiders.
Correct. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So interesting. Well,
49ers are going to have a quarterback problem, or is it, what do they call it? Quarterback controversy for next year, aren't they? Obviously, with Trey coming back and the Brock party doing what he's doing.
Yeah. Well, if Brock goes deep into the playoffs, I don't think it's a controversy at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you possibly bench Brock after what he's done? You at least got to give him a start for next season. And if he's not performing and it was like a lucky first year, fine, deal with it then. But you can't, there's no way you can drop him a second string after what he's done.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're at least going to have them two going off to each other.
No, I agree. I just mean Trey then becomes the problem.
Yeah. You play them off against each other next offseason and then go from there.
I agree with Mick. I don't know about Jimmy to the Raiders.
I'm just telling you what Bleacher Report told me.
Hey, I hear ya. I've read that as well.
I've read that a couple of times that Jimmy's potentially eyeing off the Raiders. I've seen that multiple times.
Yeah, Andrew backs me. He says former New England OC being the coach, and that's the reason for the Brady connection.
Well, yeah, that's definitely the Brady connection. Jimmy G, was Jimmy G did his apprenticeship under Brady, is that right?
Correct, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so they've both got the connection to McDaniel there. So, yeah, it makes sense that it's getting mentioned, but, yeah, I don't know. Have to wait and see.
Nice. All right, our lucky last question. Shut up, Danny. Jesus Christ.
It'd be good to see Brady at the Raiders, I reckon. It'd be nice to give him a little boost in life. We'll just see what actually comes of it.
Brady, well, all right. Well, we keep going with it, so we'll keep going with it. He was rumored to be going there last time. Do you think? Could you see Gronk also coming out of retirement to go there? Because he was also rumored to be going there, and he was pretty happy to be going there. Yeah,
the man loves Gronk. The party. Vegas is the party town. Whoa, I could see him coming out of retirement for sure.
Yeah, I would love to see Gronk throw on a Raiders jersey. I would probably buy a Gronk Raiders jersey if it come out.
Yeah, it'd be the highest selling for sure.
Or one of these bad boys, Gronkosaurus Rex. Fucking hope. I love it. He'd be great. All right, shut up, Danny. We're going to move on. The last question is loaded towards you, Cardi, because I think you're the most...
Again, you're just attacking me today.
I am. I do love it. It's because your fresh haircut and stuff like that, you just look so pretty. It's shit. You just got to bring you down a couple of pegs. But you are the most qualified to answer this one, I reckon.
Okay.
It's not their fault, but the way it's worked out, the San Fran 49ers have got a two-day extra break over the... Who are they playing? I've forgotten who they're playing.
Cowboys.
Oh, God.
49ers.
Cowboys.
Cowboys. That's right. They've got a two-day...
Come on, boys.
2 days extra. Two days extra cards. Is that... How big of a deal is that?
It's definitely huge, but it's not anything that the 49ers have... Like, it's not... Like, they didn't schedule the games.
No, I'm not having a go at you, but how much of an advantage is it for them, do you reckon? Like, going forward?
I think in terms of recovery, it's definitely a huge advantage. Momentum-wise, maybe it might feel it's harder. Not hard. It's obviously harder to keep momentum the longer time's going. So that could be a factor too. Like, Cowboys are up and about. They probably could be happy to play again. Like, during the season, they're quite used to maybe having the shorter turnarounds and things like that. So... I don't see it having a huge impact this week. I think it's probably just a lot of external noise.
Yeah. Danny, do you see it being you are the doctor of the group?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to mention. If anyone has any niggling injuries that haven't actually made it to the injury report, or they're trying to keep pretty close to the chest, having that extra 2 days to recover and get your body right, I think it makes a massive difference. But I agree with Karts, with the Cowboys coming off a very hot win against Brady and the Bucks, like you want to be, like they will want to be playing as soon as possible. They'll be so revved up and ready to go. So I think the fact that there is so much stink about this, about coming up and having 2 days less rest, they're going to want to come out firing even harder. So I think it will give Dallas probably some more motivation as well.
Yeah, definitely. They don't need any more motivation, I think, than what they've been getting. They've been copying it how bad they've been going in the playoffs, you know, the last 25 years or whatever it is. So, yeah, interesting. All right, let's get in and start talking about these games that are coming up.
Do you know who's
Cardi, you're normally... Yeah, I've just flicked over, so yeah, I'm onto it now. Yeah.
Okay. Would you like me to run through them like we normally do?
Yes, please.
All right, let's do it. So Sunday morning, 8:30, our time, Eastern Standard, Australia. The Chiefs are hosting the Jags. The Chiefs are 8.5-point favourites, as you'd expect. The Chiefs coming off the week off, and the Jags obviously coming off that come-from-behind win. So our rest versus rust theory, Danny, we'll get to have a bit of a look at it here, and like momentum and all those sorts of things. Obviously, the Chiefs are the Chiefs, though.
Mm. Who's going first?
We're the Chiefs with the season that they've had. Them having that week off is actually probably going to just do them wonders rather than rust, I'd say. The Jags came off a really, really tough week. It was an incredible turnaround, but they made it very, very hard for themselves. So they probably had to play a lot harder than they were anticipating. So I'm going to take the Chiefs. 8.5 is probably a bit large, but the Chiefs, with the season that they've had, it's really hard not to back them.
Yeah, I'm going to swerve, and just purely by last year's divisional round, we had four really good games last year. I'm pretty sure they were all close. So that's why I'm going to say that this week's going to be close. So I'm going to say the Jags plus 8.5. But I don't know. I reckon they could be a bit of a fairy tale story here, the Jags. And, you know, I reckon the momentum, they were at home last week, so they didn't have to worry about traveling or anything like that. So, yeah, I don't know. They are a powerhouse, the Chiefs. And Travis Kelce could be the difference maker in this game, I think.
If the Jags actually get through the Chiefs, like, I will be tipping them to probably make it all the way to the Super Bowl, because they're one team that's in the playoffs that haven't actually made it to the Super Bowl. So they're going to have so much momentum. If they can get through the Chiefs, I think this is their, like, obviously it's a make or break game. But after this, I think then the next couple of steps, to get through the Super Bowl will become a very, very interesting.
They're the Bagels of last year, really, aren't they? The team that hasn't, they don't know because they haven't been there. Like, I know they say a lot of teams, you know, if you've been there, well, they don't know how to lose because they haven't been there yet. So, yeah, they are definitely a wild card. And I love it. I reckon it's gross to see T-Law come out there and sling it and go from that, you know, we said it before, to go from four picks to four touchdowns is huge.
Yeah. You have to have such a strong mental game. You're going to have such a strong mental game after you throw four interceptions to then turn around and throw four touchdowns. Like, to be able to talk yourself into, no, let's just get back to what we're doing and what we know how to do, and then still turn around and win. It just shows that he's got experience above his years.
Yeah. Cardi, you go ahead, mate. What do you got for us?
Thanks, mate. No, I agree with Danny Boy. I think the rest versus rust doesn't apply here to the Chiefs. The Chiefs playoff, not experts, but, you know, they know what to do in the playoffs. The rest is only going to be good for them. I think the Jags, yes, they're a fairy tale. That fairy tale ended last week. The Chiefs are going to do it easy. 8.5-point favorites. I'll take them this week. They just got too many weapons offensively.
Yeah. Yeah, Megan has also come on and said our fourth predictor has said the Chiefs as well. So I think that's 3-1. 3-1. I don't know. Andrew's kind of disappeared a bit. I'd love to see what he's got to say. But
jump back in, Andrew. So that's obviously the Saturday game over in the States. The next Saturday game, Sunday midday. So this will be Saturday night over in the States. Danny's Birds, the Eagles hosting the Giants. The Birds are 7.5-point favourites here.
I'll be first up this time, won't I? We know who Danny's going with. So 7.5 points, you reckon?
Yeah.
It'll be a lot closer than that, I reckon. So you have to say the Giants. I don't know if they'll get over the line, but it won't be a blowout in this game, I don't think. I reckon the Eagles are a lot, like Danny said, you're nervous. I reckon the a lot of them are getting a little bit nervous. The Giants, I guess I said last week that Barkley was going to run all over them, and look, true to form, I was right again. So I can see a lot better defensive line here against this time. Like, the Eagles have been pretty supreme throughout the whole year. It's not going to be defense that's going to be their problem. It's whether that Hurts is all right and can get through, because there's a couple of big boys on the Giants off our defensive line that'll get to him. And if they can get to him once or twice, and, you know, just that shoulder might not be 100%.
And that's the thing as well. Hurts relies a fair bit on his rushing game as well. And you saw in the game, the last game of the season, that was against the Giants as well, when they didn't really have anyone playing. He didn't want to rush the ball at all, because that's how he hurt his shoulder in the first place. So it's really going to depend on how his shoulder's looking, and if he's willing to rush or not, or if he's just going to try and, you know, stick in the pocket and throw some big bombs. But yeah, like I said before, I am nervous about the Giants, like, coming up against Danny Dimes in the game that he just played. They've definitely got the momentum going into this, and I think Philly 100% will be nervous, like, starting 13-0, and then, you know, having a few losses here and there, and then Hurts going out. It's not the way you really want to end your season. But having that week off was obviously a necessity for Hurts to get better, but is that going to affect the rest of the team and the way that they're all going to play is really the biggest question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards, yeah, Hurts obviously better for the week off, but I think the Giants will cover here. I think, yeah, I agree with you, Macca. I think it's going to be a close game. But the Birds will win. But yeah, the Giants are going to cover 7.5.
Yeah. The Megan's jumped on the Cowboys. No. What am I talking about?
No, Megan's on the Birds.
On the Birds. I was thinking Andrew's jumped back in. He said he's a Cowboys fan, and he's so he was focused on that game. But the Chiefs will win easily. But he thinks that the Eagles by 3. So he reckons it'll be a closer game in the other game. In the Eagles,
there you go. Cowboys. So he's got the Giants to cover as well.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. 3-1 the other way. Nice.
All righty. Let's move into
our
Sunday game. So this is my pick for the game of the week. The Bills and the Bagels at home in Buffalo. What have we got? It's at 7 o'clock Monday morning. So early start for us. That's okay. We'll get up and have a look at that one.
That's all right. Yep.
5.5-point line here. So a bit closer. Your turn, Daniel.
5.5 to who?
Ooh, so formal.
To the Bills.
Yeah. It is a tough one, because both these teams didn't necessarily play that well in the wild card. So the Bills only just scraped by against the depleted Dolphins. The Bengals, if that wasn't for Hubbard's recovery on that fumble and that touchdown, I reckon they were going to lose to the Ravens. And
they were looking shaky, weren't they?
They weren't looking good, so... This 100% probably is one of the games to watch this season, this week, due to the fact that neither of them necessarily played fantastic. So they're both going to want to come out and play better. With the way that the Bengals played last week, I'm going to probably have to take the Bills at 5.5. I reckon they'll probably be able to get it done by a touchdown.
Fair enough. I don't think we should play down how big of a rivalry it is between the Bengals and the Ravens. So it's always going to be a tight game. And they play each other twice a year already, so they're going to know each other backwards and forwards and sideways and upwards. So I don't lean into the fact that the Bengals played a bad game. Like, I still think it was smash mouth football. Like, so I'm really bullish on Maxi's Bagels, and I reckon they can actually get the job done against Allen and the Bills. Yeah, I reckon they've got another Super Bowl run in them.
So you're taking them at +5.5?
Correct. Affirmative. Ooh.
I think I'm actually leaning that way too. I just think...
I might even take a money line. $3. Schmick.
$3, money line. Yeah, I just think, like you said, Danny, both weren't super impressive last week, but I don't know, big few weeks for the Bills. I don't know, is it just too much of a fairy tale that they go...
Although... This is the first they play each other against. This is DeMar game, really, isn't it?
This is the return of the DeMar. Yeah, this is the DeMar game. So I don't know. I feel good about the Bagels. I just literally going with my gut here. It's pretty much flip of a coin, but I'll take the Bagels as well.
Yeah, with the fact that this is the return to the...
It should be a really good game to watch. Like, both with big expectations coming into this sort of... into the playoffs, and like for them to sort of meet each other this early, it's like, oh, okay, all right. Yeah. One of yous has got to go. And unfortunately, I think it's going to be the Bills.
Yeah, with just backing myself up here, with the it being the return of the Jamar game, I think the Bills are going to have a lot to play for. They'll be, like, with it being the return to the game where he actually went down, I think the Bills are going to come out absolutely charged and ready to go and ready to take him down.
The Bengals' only real problem, I think, is their offensive line. If Joey B has to keep scrambling and keeps getting hit, I think he's second or third most quarterback sacked in the playoff of all time. So if the Bills can get after him, that'll be huge. But it's kind of awesome that I think, terrible circumstances for it to happen, but we don't really have a play sheet. They were meant to play each other, 3 weeks ago now? So we don't really know how they would have gone against each other. Like, I think it's awesome that we're going in a bit blind.
Yeah, for sure.
Like we said, it's definitely one of the games of the week to watch for sure. Set your alarms, boys.
Yeah, Megan's jumped on with the Bills and Andrew Bills as well. All right, so we're outnumbered here, Macca. That's okay.
That's all right.
It's going to be a cracking game, that's for sure.
Yeah, set your alarms for that one.
Yeah, and our last game, Monday, 10:30. 49ers taking on the Cowboys in San Fran. The 49ers are 3.5-point favourites here.
That's a closer line than... Oh, it probably is to you, but I've already started talking. closer line than what I was expecting for it to be 3.5. Mackie can still guess first. Yeah, closer line than what I was expecting for it to only be 3.5. Especially after... I guess both teams kind of really did blow out the team that they were playing, so it's good that these two teams are actually facing one another. It'll be interesting to see if Dak plays the same form that he was playing at last week. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But yeah, I'm going to take the 49ers because I'm going to ride Brock Purdy until he dies.
I did think you're going to ride Brock home. So what I was going to mention earlier was that DK had 130, 140 or something against them. In the last four games... I know their pass rush has been incredible, but their pass defense has actually been bottom five in every category. So, like we said, if Dak can come out and CD Lamb have a big game, and Dalton Schultz, he had a pretty huge game the other day. So, if Dak can come out and hit these boys, their pass defense has been pretty shaky in the last four games. And they've been playing, who was it, Carson Wentz and... Stidham, like, not huge names. So if Dak can have his way with them, it could be a real shootout. So I'm going to bet the overs for one. I don't know. It is a toss of a coin, but just to go the other way, I'm going to say the Cowboys will get the job done because I hate some of the 49ers fans.
Oh, you can't hate the 49 faithful. Take that back. Yeah, they're listening to this, mate. You're going to lose our listeners. Hey, 49 faithful, I'll stand with you. I'll stand with you through and through. You're probably my number two team. You're my number one team in the year.
Nice. Oh, Guts, what do you got?
I'm going to take the 49ers. After watching their second half demolition of the Seahawks last week, I think their defense too strong for the Cowboys. I like where your head's at with, you know, maybe not as strong pass defense, but their pass rushing is just it's pretty strong. So I'm going to take the 49ers.
Nice. That's it. How good is it when there's only four games to go through?
So cool. Do you want to know our scores from last week?
Depth in it. Oh yeah, how'd we go?
I was off to a red hot start and got the first two in a row. I was like, here we go. I'm going to have back to back weeks here. But I stopped. I stopped at two. I was as far as it. I wouldn't laugh at me too quickly though, because both of you only managed to snag two as well. So it was a poor form for the week on the line.
No, we're all winners. That's all that matters.
Two's all around.
Yeah. I picked five out of the six when it comes to the actual pick 'em, but
head to head, I got five. Yeah,
when it comes to picking the line, that's why the bookies know. The bookies know the line. They see the future somehow, that's why they put it up, and it always seems like juicy odds. And it's not very often you get them all right. Yeah,
exactly right.
Speaking of juicy odds, is it Danny or is it my turn to pick a multi this week, which we will do on game day, and I promise that I will put it up.
Yeah, whoever's turn it is, I think it might be back to you too, huh? Oh, no, actually, it might be mine. Anyway, we'll get one up, and we'll get it up on all the socials, and we'll get it up on our Dabble AGS AU.
Yeah, if you feel so kind as to drag yourself out of bed early enough and chuck it up on the socials, Macca, then that'd be great.
I can't promise anything. Actually, Sunday I will be because we're at work, so I'll definitely be up.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, one reason why I'll be up.
But a little otherwise, bit of housekeeping, mate. You've got this YouTube live stream titled as the 12th of January. So
yes, perfect. I think I can edit it right now. I went in there and I was editing it and I didn't change the date.
We're only 8 days off.
Thank you.
Only 8 days off. Only 8 days off, and it took us
tell me if it changes.
All of an hour to bring it up as well, which is good.
Yeah, nice. Exactly.
Did it change?
No, nothing's changed on mine, but maybe once we finish up, it'll fix it up.
Apologise, fan. That's definitely my bad. We need a producer. So I haven't had any DMs yet for any producers that are willing to work for six zeros, but it's only zeros.
It's just updated to the 20th. Well done.
Yes,
beautiful.
We don't need a producer when you got this sort of technical know-how.
That's it. We've got the headphones. We've got the backwards cap. We're good to go.
Yeah.
It means business.
The backwards cap means business. It does. It also means I've had a terrible haircut and I don't want to show it off.
Oh, yeah. Give us a look.
No, it'll be even worse now.
Have you done the full thing? Oh, it's not bad. I thought it was going to be worse. I thought you were going to be bald under there.
It's not when it's a quick... Nah, it's these.
That's all right. That's not too bad.
I'm getting the T-Mac M happening up here.
Might be time for a full shave.
Yeah, unfortunately. I was really happy with my haircut, and then I went in there, and I just go to the local barber, and it was a different bloke. He must have been having a day off, my normal bloke, and I was like, I'll give him a crack. I shouldn't have.
Megan's offered to jump on board as a producer, mate, but she's just going to need a few mental health days written into her contract, she said.
Don't worry, all the boys have days off somehow. I don't even know about them.
Got to deal with our dribble.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Nice. I feel like there's something we need to talk about, but maybe there's not.
Oh, we've got big exciting things coming in the next couple of weeks. So as long as everyone stays subscribed to our YouTubes and the Twitter, there's a few things in the pipeline. So it's stuff to get excited for. But I'm sure we'll announce that closer to the time.
Correct. Maybe once it's actually done.
Yeah. Hey, they're in the works, though. They're in the works, and that's all that matters.
I have had players pull out on me 5 minutes before we're supposed to do it, so I don't like to announce things too early.
But we haven't said any names yet. We just said big things in the works, so it's stuff to get excited for nonetheless.
And the good thing is the pipeline's actually quite big at the moment. Like, we're getting a lot of stuff into it.
Which is great. So it's exciting for us.
There's a lot of Twitter these days since things have changed.
There's a genuine, bottom to top with the Twitter, especially with the followers. It's been enormous. I know I have said, but I'm not sure if I'm meant to keep saying who actually has it. So I'm not going to. No. But our random Twitter man
is
doing amazing
things. They're our secret fourth.
Yeah.
Anyone who wants to know, just go back a couple episodes. Nice.
I reckon that's it, mate.
Yeah, I'm just like one last look. Nah, there's nothing really. All right, boys, I'll go through. I have it written down, so don't stress. If you do like this podcast, I reckon we should actually change this because I reckon some people might actually switch off when this comes on, but we might change the order of when this happens. If you like our podcast, tell your friends, your family, and Miles Sanders, who keeps sending in some more gear, which would be amazing. Tell them to leave us a 5-star rating and a review. It really does help us. Set your little timer so that you can know and jump on. Congrats, Danny. So you can come on, especially YouTube Live, and comment and talk with the boys. It's good fun. We enjoy it. It keeps us going. Find us on all the socials, AGSAU Twitter. Cardi is Tim Cardi. It's up the top. Tim Cardi, AGSAU. Danny Webb, AGSAU. And T-Mac, AGSAU, if you want to hit us up personally. The Instagram is anygivensunday.au. TikTok, Facebook, Dabble, YouTube, Any Given Sunday Australia. Awesome. We have made it to the end.
Beautiful.
Well done, boys.
Thanks, Andrew and Megan, for jumping in on the YouTube Live and commenting along with us during the episode. It's great to have you. Get involved every week.
We've got 6 viewers currently. So those who are just sitting back watching, I love it, but get involved.
Yeah, jump in, get involved. We're happy to talk about any topics or answer any questions if we can. So, yeah, get around it.
Yeah. And next week will probably be another Thursday, Friday. So we'll keep it on the socials and let you know when we're on.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All right, boys. As always, go my lads in whatever we're doing. Those boys who are probably, jet setting around the world. Good luck to the good luck launching into it, probably. Good luck to all the teams that are in it. Danny, good luck to your birds, mate.
Get him,
Fly Eagles Fly.
Go get him.
Fly Eagles Fly.
Fly. Good way to finish. Fly Eagles Fly and go the Packers.
Let's go.